Mike Pollitt works as a carpenter for the municipality of Anchorage. He spent Wednesday morning cleaning up storm damage downtown. Most of his time was spent at the Veterans Memorial on the Delaney Park Strip near Minnesota.
110-foot pole, and as you can see, it went south. The wind was blowing southwest and pushed it over.
Pollitt says the pole went down Tuesday night as the storm was ramping up around 10 o'clock.
Fortunately, it didn't damage the base or didn't hit the soldier going toward the road there at Minnesota, and it went the right way. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. That was a big plus, and we're just going to clean it up, and I'm sure veterans, either veterans or I'm not sure who it would be, but they'll start the process of trying to get a new pole.
A plaque at the memorial says the first Sitka spruce flagpole was given to the citizens of Anchorage in 1959. In 1987, it says the original flagpole was trimmed and moved from City Hall to the Delaney Park Strip. Then in 1999, a new pole was sent up to replace the old one. Atop the pole was a giant American flag, which blew away during the storm. The pole also held a time capsule in a globe that rested on top of it. Lindsay Witt, the communications manager for Mayor Dan Sullivan's office, says the capsule was found by a copy editor at the Anchorage Daily News and delivered to City Hall Wednesday afternoon.
Unfortunately, it was opened, and so we're not sure if we have received all of the contents.
Witt says it contained a number of items from around the time the pole went up.
A old Maxwell House can that looks like it has tar all over, maybe old duct tape. A poster from May 7th, 1961 with a list of firefighters' names and a section of the Anchorage Daily News, which cost 10 cents. A penny was also found from 1960 in the can and a Union 76 gas card from Charles Gillick.
The mayor's office is looking into what all the stuff in the time capsule means, she says, and anyone with information about the items should call their office. For now, the Parks and Recreation Department has removed the flagpole from the park strip and is storing it until the municipality decides what to do with it. Cal Kerr says he worked as a forester for the Division of Forestry in the 1970s. Now he says he works in a building right across from the park strip near the flagpole at the Veterans Memorial. He says he came to check out the pole when he heard it had gone down, and he noticed the signs of rot on the pole right away.
What we've got is a cylinder of rot around the diameter, circumference actually, of the tree. And when it blew over, it shattered up about halfway. And it's an indication of dry rot.
And perhaps it can be protected from rotting like its predecessors, Kerr says. Downtown Anchorage resident Emery Couples says he came to Alaska from Idaho on a steamboat with his family in the summer of 1940, and he's seen a lot of change downtown. He says he remembers when the flagpole originally went up.
I remember there was quite a bit of news and interest because it was the same time that the Veterans Memorial was put here.
He also remembers the 1964 earthquake that happened a few years later. Couples says he feels like the old wooden flagpole coming down is a metaphor for how things are changing in his city.
Neighborliness has kind of disappeared. It has lost that small town flavor, the pioneer flavor. People stand next to each other and text back and forth instead of talking. That's kind of sad.
And he says he hopes the relatively minor damage left in the wake of the big storm of 2012 will serve as a reminder to the people who live in Anchorage now to get to know their neighbors and to be prepared for when a real disaster hits. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.